We all have our own journeys, and we all have our own destiny or whatever life mission that we're supposed to do here. You got to learn and figure out who you are. When you figure out who you are, like as a being, as an energetic soul, who are you and what are you doing here? All of a sudden, like none of this other matrix illusion stuff is important. What's important is what's in your soul, being in gratitude, coming back to like who you are, why you're here, what is your purpose, and what can you do for others? When we talk about love, that is a tone, but that's not just a tone. It's like everything. It's literally like the tone and the energy that has created everything. It is this love tone frequency that has built everything. It's all literally coded by love. It is the only force in the universe. We're not separate. Nothing is separate. And once you understand what and who you are and who designed you and where you came from, you will have the highest peak level of gratitude and love, and nothing can touch that.
Welcome home to the Loving Consciously podcast. My name is Amaris.
And my name is Eric.
And if you are like us, nobody taught you how to love. We are best friends and life partners here to vulnerably and authentically share our journey while exploring the sacred realms of love, consciousness, relationships, spirituality, and all that they encompass.
The intention of this show is to help you consciously relate to yourself, others, and everything else in this universe. Together, we can embody a more intentional and fulfilling way of giving and receiving love.
Loving consciously. Through 8 years together, we have had the opportunity to overcome deep patterning and programming, as well as trauma related to mental health, addiction, pregnancy loss, infidelity, and immense grief. After 6 years of experiencing these challenges with no knowledge on how to heal or love each other, we separated.
After us both spiritually awakening and recommitting, we formed our conscious partnership and have spent the last 2 years cultivating a divine union founded on unconditional love, devotion, and commitment to personal growth.
Thank you for joining us and doing the work alongside us as we explore this beautiful world of love and consciousness to co-create a new world of love.
As you courageously walk this path, remember to have grace with yourself and know that you have both the capacity to love consciously and the power to always choose love.
Namaste and welcome back to the Loving Consciously podcast. Today we have a very special guest with us. We are so excited to have Drew here with us today. Drew is the founder of many things, including Cosmic Light Force, Higher Self Made, Starseed Fuel, and Power Immunity. And we are really honored to have you here today, Drew. So first and foremost, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, the honor's ours. Well, we're going to get really, really deep into you and your story and all that you're offering to humanity right now, and also get really deep into, you know, we've been talking a little bit offline about everything that's going on right now, because it's here, it's potent, we're in the storm, you know, energetically, spiritually, politically, and, you know, talk a little bit about that and give people some love, some hope, some advice, and hopefully through this conversation, elevate the consciousness just a little bit more on how we're navigating through this. Before we get into that, though, I'd love to ask you, as we ask all of our guests, what does loving consciously look like in your life?
Well, thanks for having me again. And loving consciously, I feel like it's a very effortless flow, at least for the conscious folks. And it's just a heart and mind coherence, I guess. You know, it's just it's like how you play beautiful music. And I'm not like I don't play music or instruments and stuff, but you can appreciate it. You know, you can hear somebody banging on some drums or whatever, playing some kind of instruments, and it's horrible, and it sounds really off and it's bad and stuff. But then when you have somebody else that knows how to play it, it's like beautiful music. And I think loving consciously and living consciously is a form of flow where things are very harmonic or harmonious, in a sense where everything just kind of like flows in your life. Even when there's turbulence, you can kind of like release, surrender, and just flow and observe until the storm is over.
That's honestly a really beautiful answer. This is usually my favorite part of doing interviews because we've had a lot of really great people on here, you know, double digits, and every answer is so different. They all bring their own little sauce. We've never had anyone compare it to mind-heart coherence, and that is really beautiful. So thank you for bringing that. I would love to dive into you and your story. Now, you can get as deep and as vulnerable as you want. We love vulnerability here on this show, but I'd really like love for you to share with our listeners, you know, who Drew is and how you got to this place that you are and being such a, I feel, important and respected person in this space.
Well, thank you. I had my first awakening, I think, in 2012, when a very close friend, sort of like a brother slash business partner and my co-writer, passed away. And I was like, kind of like walking around thinking about what happened. He died from a drug overdose, heroin. And I didn't even know he did heroin. And so it was just like, just shocks just all the way around. And then I was really like almost upset that I didn't know what happened, exactly what happened. It happened like in early of 2012. And then I just kind of like buried myself and went into like this whole state of shock and anger and sadness and through all the emotions. And by the end of 2012, around the holidays, I found myself like walking around Hollywood, just screaming like one of those crazy people, like in Hollywood you see at nighttime, just talking to themselves. And I'm just like yelling out, like, his name is Andy. And I was like, Andy, how can I not know what happened to you? It's just like this mystery. And it didn't sit well with me. And I'm just screaming as I was walking back to my place in Hollywood at the time. And sure enough, in 2 days, maybe like less than 2 days, like the next day or the definitely like within 2 days, I still had a Facebook account and I got a text or a DM on Facebook from one of his friends, this girl that was also writing with him. We did a lot of writing back in the days, and she hit me up and said that she wanted to talk to me. And when I met up with her, she was the one that told me like she did heroin with him, like the how he got started. And that's a whole nother story for like another time, because it really started with like him going to the hospital in Hollywood for like a foot injury or something like that. Then they gave him like some kind of like antibiotics and gave him a stomach virus. From there, it just tumbled. And then they gave him morphine, and then he got addicted to heroin, and he was just like miserable. And we had a lot of projects at the time. I was traveling a whole lot overseas too, so we was kind of like missing each other and stuff. And he would never tell me, and even like he never had no tracks on his arms. He shot up on, you know, through by his foot, by between his toes. So I never saw that. But the whole story about that is, I got my answer, and I got my answer from his friend, and it just kind of like dawned on me. But it still didn't click, like this living consciousness quantum realm that we're in. Until 2015, like years later, and I had a little Pleiadian experience, and I never even heard of Pleiadians at the time, and it just came down to me. And from 2012 to 15, I crashed hard. From the economy crash, I lost some houses, I lost a lot of things financially. I hit rock bottom. By 15, I was kind of like just keeping my nose above water. After the whole Pleiadian thing happened, my ability to manifest just shot. And between 2016 to 2017, I made the most money I've ever did in my whole entire life. And like 2017, I bought like a multi-million dollar house. I did all this and got myself just back on everything. But then my awakening has really grown by then. And I started writing on Instagram, consciousness and quantum and all these alien stuff. I started getting a following from there, and my business was growing. And the awakening was like the red pills was now coming into me from 2016 and 17, really, especially like after 17, really after like Trump, the whole Trump thing, which my lawyer really like opened my eyes on the whole political realm in Washington, D.C. and the corruption and just, and then like all these dots was just coming in like really, really fast connecting. And I'm watching the whole Trump thing. And by 2018, I had to disconnect from everything. I just like completely like checked out the matrix, and I walked away from like cannabis in licenses and projects and film projects. I was executive producer on some brand new shows that I funded, and it was a lot. People thought, well, my friends around me thought I was just completely like crazy, which now they're coming back to realize all the stuff I was, because I was ratting off like the whole everything is Satanist, pedophiles in Hollywood and all this stuff, but I sounded crazy. And now it's, like dots are starting to connect with my very liberal LA, California friends. I checked out the Matrix 2018, and I was looking into more spiritual or businesses that were aligned to me and or aligned with like the new me. And I still didn't find anything, and I was just like just kind of like traveling around and just figuring out who I am and what am I gonna do now from this point on. So 2018 and 19, I was just kind of like moving around, figuring things out. When 2020 hit, I was actually in the UK in London, like the first week of January, and I was talking to a bunch of my guys. These are like banker guys and finance guys. And we had like all these like projects lined up, and I had like all this stuff, coming in, and I was still wasn't sure, like I really want to dive into like new projects, finance and big money stuff. And but they were just coming to me, so I'm just observing everything and seeing what flows. That didn't happen because of COVID, and when COVID hit, everything just kind of like clicked, and I figured out like COVID was a big lie, like pretty early on. Like when it hit here in March, by April, I was like, oh, this is what's going on. And I was dishing like all this stuff out on Instagram, getting heavily shadow banned. I was kind of already shadow banned because of the cannabis stuff. And it's really weird because there's certain cannabis pages on Instagram that were like just blown up, like just huge. And then over here is like, I post a picture was like of a grow, and I get the red flags, it gets deleted, all these things. But when COVID came, I was getting like super heavily shadow banned and stuff. I Because of cannabis, I was already like into holistic medicine and herbs and CBD and just helping people from at least even from like 2015 on. We was doing stuff for like veterans. We was doing stuff for AIDS patients, cancer patients, kids with epilepsy, just terminally ill kids, getting CBD products for people, and doing a lot of like nonprofit type things. And that was like kind of like making me feel really good, aside from like just doing like just business stuff with my guys. That was kind of like my offshoot things that I was kind of like doing with like other people over here, besides like just business and corporate stuff. When 2020 came along, it became clear to me. I was actually really excited for the fact that I felt like this was my calling. Like I'm like, this is it. This is where you go to work. This is what you got to do. Let people know exactly what's going on, information, and then go distribute some medicine. Because I was able to source, because of these last few years, I was traveling all around. I was able to source all these like really cool herbs and spices and medicine and capsules for mushrooms and CBD and like all these kind of things. So I just went and grabbed the whole bunch, and during summer of 2020, I was like delivering medicine, homeopathic medicine, toilet paper, even waters. Like people,
Yeah, the toilet paper.
People in Hollywood like didn't have toilet paper, like all the 7-Elevens, all the Target, the Ralphs, and nobody had toilet paper. And it was crazy. And I was pretty stocked up. And so I did that, and then like I got like really like burnt out by the end of summer. And then we had the whole riots thing, and I got to tell people about BLM and the whole race baiting thing, and it was very, very emotionally and intense. And I got really, really tired because I was just going hard, and everybody, I was just like just red pilling, medicine, driving all around. By end of summer, I was like just really, really drained, and I'm texting people all the time, like, and these, the herbs, ashwagandha and glutathione and turmeric, and these are long words, and not only you have to text them, you got to tell them what it is, tell them how to take it, tell them what's in it, like all these things, the detoxes, and well, so it's a lot to type. So then I had to create like little flyers and or like little memes or something like that and send that out. And then even that was like a whole lot because all of a sudden I went from like texting 5 people a day to like 30, 40 people a day. And all this, and everybody's like, oh, my mom is sick and this person is sick and that is my daughter, and like all kind of stuff was coming up. So then I created a website, and I just went through, and we spoke about this earlier. I just went through my little list of domains that I had, and in the beginning, I was just sending products out as just a generic label because I would just get like the raw stuff, and we would even make our own capsules at times, and I'll get other people to make an Irish sea mosses and just everything, just all together. And sending them as packages. My background, I am a designer. I design for like 20 some plus years, have my own little design company. So I just created a brand, and that's where Starseed Fuel came from, because I just had that name laying there. And that's where
What a name to have.
Higher Self Made. I actually Higher Self Made, I thought it would be a cool clothing brand. And that was something I thought about, and then I got attacked, and I had to separate the CBD stuff from the supplement stuff. So, and I was like, all right, Higher Self Made is now a CBD brand or a CBD site. And Power Immunity was actually a good friend of mine. He passed away in 2019. He was a really awesome scientist and a formulator, and he created this formulation that he didn't want to get patented because you have to give up the recipe once you patent something, and he didn't want to give that up. It's one of the best medicines he created to combat like shingles and flus and even herpes, and it worked really, really well for herpes. And he was going up against all these pharmaceutical brands and companies, and I think he got crushed. And I think over the years, with the stress and the financial stuff, and just trying to run a pharmaceutical company is pretty intense. And there's whole lot of holistic doctors in the last several decades, like thousands of them by now, like Dr. Sebi. They just get suicide and disappeared, and accidents happen and stuff like that. He passed away in 2019. It was something that I've been taking since 2015 or even 14, like so almost 10 years now. It just combats against any kind of virus, antiviral, homeopathic, and every year I would get sick because I was running around eating, not eating really great and stuff. And one time when I finally met him and got introduced to him, we became good friends, and he gave me this. And one day I'm back up, and I was like, wow, this stuff really works. I gave it to my family, I gave it to my kids, I gave it to my business partners. And sure enough, everybody that's ever been sick took it, got better. And I just kept it for myself. I would just buy a big box from him wholesale, and I would just keep it for myself. And when 2019 came along, and when he passed away, I just didn't want the company to go under. So I licensed the formulation from them, and I just found a name, Power Immunity, some real quick, and designed a label. And by the end of 2020, I had everything designed out, and then we launched Starseed Fuel by 2021, but then we got attacked and everything got shut down, and that kind of like pushed us back for like 6 8 months, and because I had to set up brand new corporations and tax IDs and all that corporate stuff. But we got it back up by the end of 2021, and everything's kind of like running pretty smoothly. But I don't advertise. I don't. We have like a it's just a 5-man crew, and we're all part-timers on it. And yeah, we do it ourselves. We infuse. I got crystals laying around. I got energy frequency machines just infusing it. We got people praying over the medicine. We play music and to it, and it's a small little group of like very high vibe people, and fulfillment is done right here from Southern California. I don't advertise on there's no Googles, there's no Facebook, and Instagram like banned starseedfuel.com. It might be all right now to send on the DM, but you couldn't even send it on a DM in 2021. It was crazy. Anyways, so yeah, that's kind of like a quick little summary of like how I came about. And then, just I've been feeling really good, just watching the Great Awakening show and how everybody's waking up right now. And it's actually a really beautiful thing to watch, even though there's a lot of hardships and tragedies and traumas, and it's very difficult times for a lot of people right now, even like the newly conscious or newly awakened conscious folks. They're trying to figure it out. They haven't, they might still be in the dark night of the soul, all the way from like the complete unawakened to the very awakened, and everything in between is just a wild thing to watch on a whole collective spectrum.
Yeah, if I mean, wild is an appropriate word. Thank you so much. That was especially for your vulnerability and sharing a lot about the grief in your journey, and sharing what got you here. It's a long journey. It's a lot. And two things I want to say something, and then I want to ask you to dig into something that was really coming through strong. First and foremost, I just want to acknowledge, a huge part of my story and of our story is addiction. And for me specifically, heroin. I was thinking about it, I was like, how long do I have? Heroin specifically, I have just over 10 years. And the person that I was with before this guy passed away of an overdose. And so it's a really big part of my story. And I really advocate, for bringing awareness to that. And just want to send some love, to you and all the people out there that are affected by that. And just thank you for carrying on that person's memory. Both of your friends you mentioned, it seems like you're doing really, really beautiful things to honor them. One thing I want to really dig into is something you touched on a couple of different points in your story. And I think, those of us on our awakening journeys, we kind of can relate and laugh about it. And people who are new might be kind of in the thick of it is when you are waking up, you've got this kind of like double-edged sword of you feel like you're going crazy and you think that, you're going crazy. And then you've got everybody externally who's not ready or can't receive that information telling you you're crazy or you're in a cult or you're on drugs or, whatever it may be. And we've been seeing this theme come up a lot lately. And as you said, Great Awakening, right? That's what's happening right now. And I would really love, because we're seeing such a massive, I mean, we were talking about the other day, right? It's like popcorn. Like it's just massive amount of people waking up and they're going 0 to 100 because they're waking up in this climate. Like those of us that woke up 3, 5, 10 years ago, we've had a lot of time to digest everything
It's
you,
gradual.
yeah, like we've had time. And I'm wondering, any advice or even just thoughts or personal experiences, all the above that you can share for people who are at whatever point in their awakening journey, kind of navigating that. Because, waking up is challenging. Waking up right now, I can't relate to that. I imagine that's incredibly challenging. But then having, you think you're going crazy, you think the world's going crazy, and then everyone tells you you're crazy. I think you've probably got a lot of really great wisdom. And so I would just love to hear you chat about that a little bit.
First of all, your heroin story is kind of crazy, and there's another synchronicity because I had no idea, and we haven't even talked about my friend Andy, who's actually one of my guides now. He's always around, and there's this specific thing that he has, and that pops up all the time around me. And I can tell that when he's around me and everything. So he's definitely an angel and a guide around me. And that's what you need to, for those that have lost somebody, that energy, there's a cord between that, between you and that person, which is one energy to another source of energy. Anyways, but yeah, and the drugs thing and heroin is one of the most heaviest, deepest hooks. You know, addiction is just a bunch of hooks that's just like locked in you. And you literally have to like just pull them all off one at a time.
It's like a hook, I felt like, directly into the soul. My experience, not speaking for others. Yeah. Mine is, he's also one of my guides. So I find that really interesting. That's really beautiful. His name was Anthony. And so the A's too, like a lot of synchronicities there.
The awakening now, it's very, very heavy for those that are just getting it, because whatever is causing the person to wake up now, it's going to be what I call like a rude awakening, and it's going to be some heavy trauma or tragedy that is allowing them to wake up. And I know this sounds kind of like rough or to say, but some people might not make it, you know, to the end of this movie or to the end of this this path, this journey. And I'm not saying like is this person or this type of person that's going to make it or not going to make it. That's not up to me to say. It's not up to anybody to say. We all have our own journeys, and we all have our own destiny or whatever life we're mission that we're supposed to do here at this time. There's people that are finding out that they might not have a certain type of life that they did or that they wish they did. It could be a woman that is in her mid-40s and she wanted to be a mom or have a family. She might not be able to, she's coming to that realization that she might not have that life anymore. Somebody might be getting sick. Somebody might have like an accident. There's a lot of tragedies out there. It's very difficult for people to understand and come to realize, come to grips of their own reality right now. And it's not what they thought it was, you know, and especially for like the very unaware folks that are realizing, you know, they drank the wrong Kool-Aid. They made this mistake. They fell into this trap. They fell into something else. Something else was pulling them down. They had, you know, it could be like a whole slew of reasons of whatever that situation that is bringing them to that self-realization of a very heavy and difficult self-realization of what's going on with their lives. So for those that are going through that, those events, it's really like coming to grips of like making the most of what you have in the present moment. Even if you're laying in hospital beds, whatever it is, you might be the story or the inspiration for somebody else now, or for somebody. There was that girl that was, she had the burn. She went viral right now. She went to the hospital, I think in Irvine, I believe. She went to the hospital for some, I believe it was a burn. And in order to treat her, they gave her three vaccines all at the same time. And she had like this crazy breakout. The story went viral. Now she's just kind of like going through it, and it looked horrible. It looked like hell, to be honest. Like it's really, really horrific. And now she has to live, well, she has to live through this experience, and then she has to live through, you know, this healing process. And she may or may not heal back to, you know, this whole ordeal before this experience. However, she got there. Now she has to go through this awakening phase and this new life that she has to embrace. And how does she embrace it? I'm only using her as an example. There's a whole lot of people that are out here in the matrix world that are going through these really, really like intense situations and difficult situations. Now it's like, how do you live? It's realizing like, what is your mission here? When you're in that, you know, life or death situation, you become very spiritual pretty fast. You're all of a sudden, you might be praying to God if you never did pray to God. You know, you might find a religion, you might find Jesus, you might find whatever spirituality that's in your heart that's connected to your family, and all of a sudden, like, none of this other matrix illusion stuff is important. What's important is what's in your soul, who you're with, who do you love, who loves you, and all of these things, you know, and just living in this moment, like being in gratitude, coming back to like who you are, why you're here, what is your purpose, and what can you do for others, even if you're in a hospital bed? Like right now, you know, like even that girl in Irvine, she's inspired a whole lot of people. And not only that, she's also awakened a whole lot of people to this, you know, these potential injuries from Big Pharma and all these things. So there's a whole lot of all these like multi layers that's going on, because everything's connected to everything. You know, a lot of people that are watching this are not going through heavy, really dense life or death situations, but also like the newly awakened ones that are like, okay, my friends think I'm crazy. My friends think I'm in a cult. I've actually got my friends, you know, more jokingly and stuff, they think I started a cult. You know what I mean? Like, I just post stuff all day long.
Cosmic Life Force might be the coolest cult I'm a part of.
I don't, you know, I'm like, I think I got this cult thing wrong, because I'm the one that's giving out money and medicine for free. Like, I haven't been charged. I haven't got anything coming
That's
in yet.
like my number one question when people say that, people say that to us about us a lot, especially my family, and it's like, do you even know what that means? Like it's wild to me.
Yeah, I'd say you're doing the cult thing right, if anything.
So I'm like, man. But anyways, so you have all these people that think you're going crazy. You might even think you're going crazy. You might be going through a dark night of the soul. You might, you know, realize that you got to start eating healthier. You might not, your appetite, people's, you know, when consciousness raise, food changes at different levels of consciousness. So you might not want to eat this type of food that you was eating before, the type of information that you was absorbing, or the type of entertainment you was you know, watching and stuff. All of that is slowly changing, or maybe rapidly changing, because everything's fast right now. It's quantum fast right now. So when these things are happening, it's just calming down. Same thing with everything. Just come back to your present moment and just sit and be with yourself. That was why COVID was such a big awakening phase for so many people, because they had to sit down and sit with themselves. In the matrix, you know, especially in the corporate world, we're always like, go, go, go. Where are we going next? What's, you know, everything's about a deadline. I need this yesterday. This, you know, I need this right now. Everything's like all, you know, instant microwave society. Like, everything is right now, right now, right now, and is move, 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 push, push, push. The phrase, you can sleep when you're dead, you know what I mean? Like, all these things is just to get you to go and run that hamster wheel as fast as you can. When you're coming into this realization and awakening and self-awareness of yourself, you got to do the opposite and just chill and just be calm, be still, be in peace, and really like fix your body, because the body, mind body spirit complex is your whole, is this is your whole computer, but also vehicle to move around this quantum realm. And a lot of us, you know, I'm older now. I just actually turned 50 this weekend, and a lot of us have not fixed or like service their body in years and possibly decades. So imagine if you had like a 1990 Jeep Cherokee, and it's never had a oil change, it's never had a tune-up, spark plugs, tires are bald, brakes are bad. It's bad. Like, a lot of people are in bad, bad condition, and you guys still want to drive cross-country road trips and do this and do that and all these things. And it's crazy. It's right now, it's about fixing the body. We're moving into a healing era and phase. And it's like, okay, look, I've been eating like horribly, eating the wrong type of food at the wrong time. The water is bad. Everything is bad. The clothing is bad. Like what I'm ingesting, the Wi-Fi, like everything has just been like bad. So now it's like we got to come and counter these things. All these things that people are learning now, grounding, earthing, we're bioelectromagnetic beings and who we are, and drinking like alkalized living water, eating living foods and eating good foods, clean foods, not processed stuff, and like these things. So all these things, it takes some time to really like be able to plan. And even eating and cooking, that's a whole sacred process, because you're putting food inside your body. For a woman, if you're just allowing any man to come inside your body, that's like, even in the Matrix, you know what I mean? Like they got all kind of like horrible names for that. You know what I mean? Like calling a woman that, So it's not just for women. You're putting stuff in your body. Now you wouldn't just put anything in your body. Like that's a really sacred, I don't want to say ritual, because then we're getting back into the cult thing and stuff, but like it's a routine, it's a thing that you do, from like the energy. Who prepares your food is even important. And that's why I really don't even eat out too much these days, because you might get a guy that's, chopping or cooking up your food and stuff, and he might have like a bad day because he just found out his chick just cheated on him or you know what I mean? And he's like horrible and he's out there just struggling and stressing and just working because he has to pay the bills, and he's mixing and touching your food. I'm not saying that's like the scenario for everybody that prepares food and stuff, and it's not, but I'm just saying that that could be. So it's really important, like the source of medicine, where it's coming from. When you look at medicine and you look at big pharma, I mean, these guys are like just like the worst of the worst, and it's the lowest frequency. And these are the people that everyday people go to for when they get sick and absorb this, consume this type of medicine that is like the greediest, and not even the greediest, like that's like the common layer, like greed. It starts from there. Then it gets into like really, really dark energies when it comes to like big pharma, medical, industrial complex, and we go into like really deep rabbit holes, talking about that. And but just the stuff that RFK is talking about right now, and the chemicals and everything, like people are waking up to these things, and it is a beautiful thing to see. But the advice right now is just sit by yourself and really like figure out who you are. Oh, going back to COVID and people understanding why it's such a great awakening right now, is because they're starting to figure out who they are, because they finally had a time to sit by themselves. A lot of people don't know who they are because we've always been on a go. And I say this to like a lot of women and moms, and I'm like, especially like a popular girl, or like a pretty girl, or just any female, but especially like the popular ones, the social butterflies. They've been having people come to them from families and friends since like they were like in elementary school. And then as they grew up, and guys, boys started, liking them since middle school and then high school and then, college, and they're just popular. So girls, they got their girlfriends, they got guys all around, and then work and, all these things. And these girls that, they might marry, they might have a boyfriend, they might live with a boyfriend, then have a kid. They've never spent no real time by themselves, and they don't know who they are. And a lot of guys are like that too. I'm just saying like girls is really like extra, because girls are magnetic. They just have that energy that is just pulling everything around them and stuff. Just a feminine energy in general is magnetic. And having that magnetism and not understanding boundaries and energy is just always interacting, always interacting, always in a circle. I mean, in that wheel, and just moving, moving, moving. And all of a sudden, you're like 40 years old, you got like three kids, you're like, possibly divorced or going through it or realizing like that's not the guy I want to be with. And she's figuring out who she is right now, or trying to figure out who she is right now, because she's never had no alone time. And then in the Matrix called this midlife crisis. They already got a term for this, because you've already worked 20 years at a corporate job, and then you got fired because they can pop in somebody else, replace you, and spit you out like you're nothing. And so everybody just loses it. They give you this jacket to put on, so you don't think you're going that crazy. Oh, I'm not the only one. It's called a midlife crisis. Everybody else is going through this. You know what I mean? So you feel like I might be going crazy, but there's a lot of people going crazy. You know what I mean? So it makes you feel bad. Misery loves company. A lot of these middle age, and I don't know, that's even a horrible term too, and that's a Matrix term, but people that are like living a few decades into their life now are starting to realize like, hey, who am I? Because I was just working this corporate job. That really wasn't who I am. When you say like, what do you do, or who are you in the Matrix? I'm a designer, I do this, I'm a fireman, I'm a police officer, I'm a teacher. You know what I mean? Like, these are jobs that you do. That's not who you are. You got to learn and figure out who you are. When you figure out who you are, what do you like? What do you like to do? Like, and I'm not, I don't mean like, hey, let's go to Disney or watch a movie. Like, outside of, as a being, as an energetic soul, who are you and what are you doing here? You knew what you was doing here, coming in here.
Those
You
are
just
the
forgot.
exact two questions that got me waking up, like, 4 or 5 years ago. I started asking myself, who am I and what the hell am I doing on this planet? And not
Yeah.
like actually, like, what am I doing here? Who put me here? But like, what am I contributing here?
We're not here to work in a cubicle, pay taxes to a bunch of pedophiles, satanic pedophiles in DC. That's not it.
Fun
That's
wars.
not it.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the, pun intended, the holistic response that you have provided for people, because it really is a challenging time for those who are waking up right now. The gap of consciousness, jumping from the matrix to kind of where the base level of the awakening consciousness is, it's a much higher gap to jump right now. We see these waves of people that started to wake up in 2012. You were one of them. And then the next big wave was around the COVID era. And then there's the now time. And it's interesting to see, because people have different thresholds of what it takes to wake up. I believe that the people who woke up back in 2012 really paved the way and the foundation, and really took on the brunt of the "you're crazy, you're in a cult," back when all of this information was not readily accessible or accepted either. And so thank you for doing that journey and for laying the groundwork for the rest of us to come afterwards. The people who woke up in the COVID era, like you said, was typically surrounded from a lot of grief. That's how our story started. It's interesting that your awakening journey also started with grief, but there's typically this experience of peak suffering, which for in the Matrix world, like you said, it's some sort of a midlife crisis or some sort of a catalytic moment. From a consciousness perspective, a lot of people call it the dark night of the soul, but really what it is, and what I've come to understand it to be, is God kind of ringing a bell, calling us back home to remember who we are. And when we fall asleep in this dream and this matrix of this life that we're living, it's so challenging when we're wrapped up in it to see truth. And it takes a great deal of suffering to kind of like reset our system and make us ask questions. Because when we're comfortable and when we're living in kind of peaceful bliss of ignorance, then we're not asking questions. But when we're in a state of suffering, we have the drive to ask why. And when we're in that moment, that catalytic moment, we have a choice. And you said it perfectly. It's about finding gratitude. It's about finding the purpose as to why this experience is happening. and how we can utilize it to serve ourselves in our awakening journey and to serve others through lessons. Because if we use that catalytic event to just dive deeper into our suffering, to dive deeper into victimhood, then all we're doing is kind of saying, no, not yet, Creator. I'm not ready to awaken yet. I'm not done with this dream. I'm going to need a larger lesson. And so that's what we're seeing now with the greater collective, is these larger lessons coming through. And it's really challenging to see sometimes our brothers and sisters suffering and experiencing these events. What you've provided in terms of the advice to really just sit and ground and take care of our vehicle, it really is the most important thing right now. It's taking care of our spiritual, emotional, and physical bodies, from what we are taking in, you know, on a physical level with food. You know, it's something that Amaris and I are really passionate about, is the food that we consume and the energy that is behind it. But that translates to everything in our life, from to our music, to the entertainment, to the people we surround ourselves with. You know, we've been in this season right now of reevaluating, like, okay, who are we sharing our energy with? And is that supporting my highest good, their highest good? Or is it time to start really focusing in on things that are important, which is our connection to source, our connection to ourselves, and then our ability to love other people?
It's beautiful. It's so true. One thing you were really talking about, well, you were both touching on, is about, you know, what we are consuming and, you know, information and, you know, all of the things going on right now. I stumbled across Cosmic Light Force, I want to say it was almost 2 years ago, year and a half, 2 years ago, somewhere in the start of last year when I got on Telegram. And I want to caveat this. If you are not familiar with Cosmic Light Force, I imagine many of the people listening to this will be, because it maybe gets shared there and that's where they'll hear about us. But if you're not familiar with it, Telegram, which is an app, I don't know the other way to describe it, kind of like a messaging platform app that depends on who you ask, don't come at me in the comments, is one of the better places to have truth and information. One of the least censored, I guess we could say, leagues above, you know, an Instagram or a Facebook and even YouTube these days. And so Telegram, Cosmic Light Force, is your Telegram channel. So you join these channels and that is where, you know, information and articles and posts and links and all the things are shared. And it's still one of only three, I think maybe four channels that I don't have muted and I have pinned. You know, I check it every day. Almost every day I'm really tapped into it. And I love so much what you've created here. And you're going to describe it much better than I would. So I'm going to pass it off to you to really talk about that venture and what you do with Cosmic Light Force. But for me, you know, what I've noticed is how holistic and authentic and really just kind of truth-based it is. Like, it's not fear-mongering, right? It's not clickbaity. Like, it's just, sometimes it's not even anything. It's just, here's articles, right? Here's links, here's videos, here's things like, go do the research for yourself. And so I would definitely love to plug that for anyone listening. If you're not already a part of that, I highly recommend, because right now being tapped in to community, to truth, to resources and real awareness, like, where else are you going to get it, right? Google ain't going to give it to you. CBS and Fox News ain't going to give it to you. And so I literally feel like you're like my news channel sometimes. But number one, thank you for that. Thank you for that resource. It was very valuable to me a few years ago when I was really thick in trying to find the right information. So I'd just love to hear from you, like, your journey with Cosmic Light Force and what you offer and kind of what you have created with this, I feel, incredibly large community of people who are seeking truth and seeking the light and seeking more love.
Well, thank you, both of y'all. And it all just kind of like came about, you know, like I came from Instagram and I was, you know, just doing silly posts and funny stuff, but I was learning about consciousness and from there, I actually built a pretty decent following on Instagram on just consciousness and talking about Pleiadians and all these things. When COVID hit, that's when more of the truth stuff was coming out. I was already getting shadow banned really, really hard. So then I found Telegram. It was fairly new. Like I didn't even really know what Telegram was. I wanted like a platform where it's like, okay, just off to the side from everything, which it was cool because I could send that link to somebody else and still be like, hey, take a look at this and not do it on in the DMs and stuff. And then Twitter at the time was still under Jack, and it was all the way back too. So there was like really like nothing else. And then it became a thing. I always like the Anon stuff, you know what I mean? Like the Guy Fawkes Mass and everything. And I always say like I'm like the fumble Anon because I show my face. I'm not anonymous. I'm like the oxymoron
You're the
Anon.
least anonymous person I know.
I show myself, and I was, you know, because I came from Instagram, you know what I mean? Like we're just like, hey, showing our best life. So I was kind of like mixing that because I didn't know what that was, and then I started realizing like all these other channels, they, you know, like they're all literally Anon. Like you don't know who they are and this and that, which is kind of like I feel like it turned out to a good thing now because at least with me, it's like they know I'm a cannabis guy. They know I do this. They know I do Power Immunity and Starseed. They know I'm retired. I show my kids. I show like all this stuff about me. And I'm like not some paid
Psyop.
infiltrator.
I'll
That
say it. I'll say it for you. Psyop. And it's
it's
authentic
a
too. Like people want authenticity, right? Like we want to feel that connection. And when you're just reading a screen name that you don't know who it is, you know, it removes that humanity.
It was, you know, th there's a guy that I follow, and in the beginning he was completely anonymous, SG Anon. I don't know if you guys know of him and stuff. And
Yeah.
about like maybe like a year or 2 years ago, he showed his face. He showed his face on one of the podcasts, and a couple times, and then he went back to being, you know, like behind closed screens and stuff. But when I saw his face, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like it's like a cool thing. Like I enjoyed it. As far as like him revealing who he is and stuff. And I think it's a more personal connection, you know, like you can have with people when you kind of like show who you are. I do enjoy seeing like the truthers that do show their face, you know, like Nino. And no, I don't watch it all the time, but I do catch. I like Jim Willie. I like David Wilcox. You know, a couple of these truther guys. It's been a flood of information. I'm lucky that I have a lot of time on my hand, and I still get paid like everybody else. I was just digging in and researching and sharing what I was, you know, finding. And it is. It's a choose your own adventure right now. There are comms. There's so much stuff that is being dropped. You have like the basic like narrative, the mainstream narrative. We all know that's completely fake and lies and upside down, completely inverted. And then there's like this whole other operation that is being told like what's going on, what's happening, what's going to happen. All these things, we call them drops. I don't want to say that, you know, just keep it very generic. We'll call them drops, that they're drops and comms, military stuff that is like, letting the people know that can piece these little dots together, puzzles together, and it does paint a very clear picture, you know? And then there's this other layer thing. So I say movie one, movie two, and movie three. Movie three is the stuff that's going on right now that we have no idea what's going on, but we know that it's not what is being told. And then movie three becomes movie two because as time goes by, we're like, we knew that something is going to come from this. Like we knew the queen was dead years ago, or at least a couple of years ago. And then like her public announcement of her death was going to come out. Like we knew that there's like certain things that were like these drops that, you know, from these anonymous channels that kind of like gave us like a heads up. I told one of my best friends about this whole Puffy and Jay-Z thing
I
in
knew this was going to come up. This is the next thing I was going to ask you about.
In 2022, I'm like, I think he's about to get cracked. Getting cracked meaning, arrested, indicted, whatever, and I'm like, his empire is about to fall. When I said that, this was like at the end of 2022. And then he tells me, my boy tells me, he's like, go to Instagram right now and go to his page. And when I went to his page on the stories, it was Puff's, the twins. I guess it was like their birthday, or I don't know if it's birthday or Christmas, but they had just received brand new Range Rovers. So they were all just partying. Oh, we got brand new Range Rovers. And God bless the kids too. Like, I'm not, trying to like dog the kids. But I was, the point is of him telling me that, it's like Puff's world, like the twins just got brand new Range Rovers. Like, Puff's world is like bueno. It's awesome. It's great. Like he's infallible, like whatever you're talking about, Drew, that's probably not gonna happen. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it, Puff's on top of the world right now, in 2022. And then it took 1 year later until like around the holidays, end of 2023, when the whole Tupac thing came out, and now we're seeing this whole thing unravel. And he's the first domino. Well, he's technically the second domino. You have Epstein, and then him now, which is all going to connect all together, because all of this connects worldwide, really. And it's just, but I believe they're going to use Puff right now to, because he's the face of the culture. It's you can say like all these, corporate Fortune 500 CEOs and chairmans of this and that, like people don't know who they are unless you're like in finance, or you really like understand like the political realm and stuff like that. But the culture doesn't really get it. The pop culture doesn't really get it and stuff. The pop culture is starting to get it right now. The first domino just fell for the culture, which is Puff,
Rude
all
awakening.
of that, and all the other stuff, So all this false idol stuff, even like what Kanye was doing, it now connects, which is kind of crazy. Because even like with me, like when I was saying like all this satanic stuff, and I'm like, oh, I don't want nothing to do with that. Here, keep the money, keep the thing. I'm just walking away from everything. I signed everything off. I didn't want none of it. And it wasn't because like I was directly related to like people that were pedophiles or this and that. I was just disconnecting from just the corporate world, the Matrix corporate world, and even the guys. I'm not even saying like the guys that I work with was bad or did this or did that. I'm not even saying that. I just wanted nothing to do with anything with the Matrix. And it took me a while to disconnect. But it's a lot coming out right now, and there's a lot of realities being shattered. And going back to what you were saying, these sufferings will get greater and greater when you don't listen or follow it or heed, what life is throwing at you, what God is throwing you, whatever you want to call it, whatever your spirituality is, tragedies. When you look at tragedies are meant to bring you back, or bring the people back to love and help. That's the two most simple things you can do.
Favorite word.
For reals, when you look at what's going on in with the hurricane in North Carolina and Tennessee, and God bless them, and we pray for them. Tragedies bring love to strangers, like people that you would never even think about. Now, strangers are helping each other, neighbors are helping each other and loving each other. And it's a shame that it takes these horrific sufferings and events to bring that kind of like energy, that love energy. Human consciousness affects collective events, even weather. And I get there's, weather manipulation and all that rabbit hole stuff, but we affect the physical world. On a personal level, we can affect our personal world, but collectively, we affect what's going on all around. And when you look at the emotions and the energy in the collective, it's fear, it's anxiety, it's hardship, it's suffering, it's pain, it's all kind of like lower. It's also greed and theft and betrayal and all kind of negative emotions and energy. So when you have that, you're going to have these events that are heavy, intense, difficult suffering. And that is coming up to teach everyone to be more loving and to be more helpful for one another. It's sad that it requires these extreme events to happen for you to, well, not for you, but just for people to find love or be loving towards one another, you know, and that's the lesson here. And just to continue being that and do it more willingly and voluntarily. So you don't have to learn
Learn the
through,
hard way.
the hard way. Exactly.
I love so much that you brought it to love, because obviously we love love here. Going back to our original thing with Cosmic Light Force, thank you for a really beautiful channel. Check it out, listeners, if you're not already in it. It's a source I trust to get, information and just really great content that is like truth-based and not fear-based and all of these things. It's interesting, when we were preparing for the show, we were like, man, this is teetering past that line for us of like, we talk about love and consciousness and healing and spirituality and anything that expands them, right? We really try not to focus on the truth stuff and the suffering and world events and stuff like that. And we were kind of talking about it, and we were like, are we gonna go there? Like, are we gonna do this in this episode? Is this the one? And we thought we were, and I'm realizing, and hearing it as you're talking, it's something completely different. And one other thing I wanted to caveat as well is we are not being vague by any means in some of these things we're saying. There's just some words we can't say or really shouldn't say. I think we've probably already said a couple of them we shouldn't say, but if it feels like we're being a little vague or we're kind of, Drew's dancing around things, it's, we've got to be mindful of the specific words we use when we're talking about anonymous content and things like that. But I really want to hone in for this last section here on this love piece and this consciousness piece, because it's really easy right now for even me, but for anybody, no matter where you're at in your awakening journey, whether you're just waking up or you've been awake for 10 years, it doesn't matter. We're all equal, inherently. And it's really easy to look at everything right now and be like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to believe. Like, I don't know how to help, right? Like, and something you touched on that's so profound is the power of consciousness, the power of us as quantum light workers, souls, whatever you call yourself. We are infinitely powerful. We are directly connected to source. We are source expressing itself, right? We have that God dust, if you will, in us. And we have, beyond our wildest comprehension and imagination, we have dimensions of beings and ancestors and the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and the Andromedans and all of these different things. They want help. And we are in the process of waking up and remembering, how powerful we are. And so I really want to drive home, love is infinitely more powerful than fear. As we're going through this, rather than focusing on all the stuff that's going on, and you're right, the dominoes are falling, Mother Earth is purging, the collective is purging, it's all happening right now, and it's intense. What can we do about it, right? I'd love to hear from your perspective. You talked a lot about focusing on your body and all that, but specifically from the lens of love and consciousness, our two favorite words here. How can we help right now? And how can we contribute to this greater mind and this greater quantum energy field, both tapping into it to help us, as an ally, and also what are we contributing to it? Like, those I feel like is the kind of balance of the yin yang wheel of like leaning on all of the support that we have out there and accepting, receiving, right? And then giving love and consciousness and healing back to that space. So, wherever direction you want to take that in, but just kind of really honing in on that love and consciousness piece right now, because I truly feel like that's kind of the only thing we can do right now.
Yes, absolutely. It's very important, you know, what you just talked about. It's all about balance. When we wake up, or when we get aware of something, we kind of like want to share it. And that's fine if you're sharing it with somebody that is in resonance with you, or is ready to receive it. Like you said, you can't force anything. You can lead the horse in the water. You can't force them to drink it. And so it's that, it's this ebb and flow back to playing beautiful music in your whole world. Music, there's a tone. There's like this beautiful tone, like in this present moment. And there's a lot of different tones, and we can talk about even like the 528 hertz and the love frequency, 432s, the healing frequencies, and all these other beneficial frequencies, music frequencies, that is good for the human body. Now, when we talk about love, that is a tone, but that's not just a tone. It's like everything. It's literally like the tone and the energy that has created everything. Literally, like, it's everything happening all at once, all dimensionalities. And to really break it down, like how massive and powerful it is, this, so the matrix, the corporate matrix is this. Then you have like the 3D third density matrix, which is the, you know, that encompasses the whole corporate matrix, this third dimension that we live in. It's still like 1% of all reality, everything of it in existence. So imagine like we live in like a massive mansion, 100-bedroom mansion, and you're like 35 years old now, and you've only lived in that one bedroom. You've never even seen the other bedrooms. So now when you come out this other bedroom, you're like, whoa, I thought the bedroom was my whole entire world. And now it's like, not only that, there's something more. There's like all these other rooms in here that you're going to be discovering. And that gets overwhelming and even scary, because we come out of this corporate matrix, this third dimensional matrix that is all fear mongering, pumping. And it is a war. Let's not kid ourselves. We are at war. There's biological weapons. There's physical weapons. There's all this real war in the Middle East right now, and other places in the world. Food is poisoning us. All, you know, indoctrinations, information, all these stuffs. We are at war, and you have to counter it like you're at war. And you don't fight fire with fire. You fight fire with water. So if there's like all this hate and betrayal and all these like greed and theft and just all these negative things, you have to literally be the opposite of that, and coming back to love and generosity and kindness and mindfulness and being in your heart. That's like your baseline, and then discovering this other 99 bedrooms that's in this realm that we live in. And then you realize that it is this love tone frequency that has built everything and putting it all together. So the ether, the sun, gravity, the wind, the elementals, earth, like it's all literally coded by love. We're not separate. Nothing is separate. So everything has been coded and connected through a love frequency. And when you flow through that and you move through that, it is the most powerful force. It is the only force in the universe. When you flow with that, as that, there's nothing else that can touch you. Literally nothing else that can touch you, especially when you're in a clear, fully charged body vessel. Like when you're driving a brand new Porsche, and it's gassed up, you know you're not going to break down. You can get to wherever you got to go. You know, like you're straight, you're good. When you know these certain things, Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and you can maneuver around that. And comparing the body, the ship, the vessel to a Porsche is really like disrespecting this body and this vessel, because we're way beyond a car, a vehicle, a spaceship even. You know what I mean? Like we are the ultimate machine. And I said, once you figure that out, and once you understand what and who you are, and who designed you, and where you came from, and what is the force behind you, you will have the highest peak level of gratitude and love, and nothing can touch that. It's just physics. Like it, you just can't. Like it's like trying to like go. Fly to the sun. You're not going to be able to reach it. You just can't handle that. When you embody that energy that, some people can call it Christ consciousness, some people call it God, all these divine forces or source. There's a lot of labels for it. But when you embody that, you also actually create a magnetic field, because we're magnetic beings. And then literally, this Taurus auric field literally protects you from everything and anything. And you have this field, this shield field, and you can kind of like maneuver through it in this beautiful musical harmonious flow, even when it gets bumpy. When it gets bumpy in the collective, it becomes like a like an exciting ride for you. It doesn't become suffering and fear and difficult situations. Everybody has to go through that in order to understand what that emotion is or what those lessons are. It could be soul contracts. It could be whatever reasons you had to go through to get past those lessons. But once you get past those lessons, you're free. You're free to move around, and you're free to execute the mission and purpose and serve the purpose you were here to do.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that. As you're talking, we're always saying on the show, we talk about love a lot. It's in every single episode we've ever created. We put that frequency in there and we've stuck to that, love, loving, loved, lover, because it really is. It's everything, right? We always say God is love, or the divine, God source, creator, universe, whatever you want to call it. We celebrate and accept that here. It is love. It's pure love. I always, when I envision it in my mind, it's like the universe is, this magical quilt, and it's woven with, these fibers of love. Like the fabric of the universe is love. And when you're so right, like when you internalize that and you remember that, love is all there is, and love is the most powerful thing we can do right now. And so, to our listeners who are, navigating this wild, I think was the word we agreed on in the beginning, wild journey right now, like, just remember the love, and remember that being in that frequency and raising your consciousness, treating your body like the temple that it is, like all of these things, it's so simple, right? Like we were talking about that, the answer, it's so simple. And also so understated, like how important they are, how important love is, and choosing love is, and incorporating more love into your life. And so thank you for sharing your wisdom on that.
You shared this little nugget earlier too, Drew, that gratitude is kind of the pathway back to love from suffering, right? When we're experiencing those bumps in the rides, just because we're divinely protected doesn't mean that it's going to be smooth sailing. Oh, great, cool, no more lessons to learn in this plane. No, actually, what it means is that we are protected as we move through and learn these lessons. We've had a really catalytic 2 weeks, and in that we were able to hold the frequency of love and hold the frequency of gratitude. And as an example, we went in to get some trailer maintenance done and found out that our brakes were shot. And rather than devolving into the, oh my gosh, how much of our time, how much of our money is being spent on this experience, and you know, devolving into the negative emotions of like, okay, we had this plan, now we're not sticking to this plan, what's going on? Instead, it was more, wow, thank you, God, for getting us here safely. We didn't have any breaks, you know? And that's been such a common theme in our journey as we've traveled this country, of showing up, finding out about these things after they've happened. And so many people are communicating to us like, how are you even here right now? You know? And there's just always been this deep trust from both Amaris and I in the divine guidance and the divine plan of where we're being kind of pushed. And the more that we surrender into that, the more that I surrender control of my own life, I realize that from the time I was a child and when I was born into this world, I've always been divinely protected. Everything that I have experienced, all of the traumas, all of the addictions, the suffering, all of these experiences have always been from a place of love to help me grow, to help me find myself. And so for those of you navigating these times, or those of you observing and supporting others during these times, it's incredibly important to focus on that gratitude and focus on that love. Because when we know that we are divinely held in the arms of the Creator, there is nothing on this physical planet that can touch us, right? You look at Gandhi, who was imprisoned. They couldn't imprison his mind and his spirit. You know, he was in a place of love. You see some of these ascended masters that have experienced
Jesus on the cross.
You know, Jesus on the cross.
Forgive them.
Yep. Nelson Mandela, like these people who have, even you, like, who have been imprisoned in this 3D realm. When you are walking from a place of consciousness, your soul is always free. And that's the whole point. We are free to choose love and gratitude and the truth of the universe, regardless of the external circumstances that we are experiencing at the moment.
Thank you so much for bringing that in, love, because I feel like that's just, it's, I'm actually speechless with it, but it's like so easy right now. I mean, even for me, I'll admit, I had told you earlier, I wasn't on Telegram all weekend. We had an interesting weekend in New York. You can hear about that in our last episode about surrender, you know, and just navigating like some really intense situations. And so I couldn't take in any information. And I got back on today and I'm reading, and it's like, you know, this bomb there and this death toll there and this explosion in Georgia. And it just, it's intense right now. And I started crying, you know, just like I felt the collective, it was a sadness of, like you said, you know, like that this is what it takes. And for the people, you know, going through what they're going through, because that's very real. And as Eric's saying here, and as you've touched on and we've talked about all throughout this episode, we have the power. We have the power to choose love. And it's not being ignorant, and it's not being, you know, woo-woo and not facing reality. It's knowing that it's all perfect because it's all part of a bigger plan. And if I can just choose love and I can just stay aligned, everything else works itself out. And I can be in both. It's like the whole, like, be, you know, in the world, but not of the world, right? Like, you can be in what's happening and you can have empathy and you can feel that. Like, I healthily felt that earlier, and I'm not of it. It's not who I am. I am a conscious quantum light warrior that is on this planet in service, you know, to the collective. And so choosing love is, to me, it's the highest mission. I feel like it's kind of really, other than awakening and healing your stuff, like our tagline here at Loving Consciously is awaken, heal, love. And, you know, awaken, remember who you are, heal your stuff, right? All those blockages, your body temple, all the things. And then all you got to do is love. You just got to love.
I like to add one more little thing you were saying, like, you know, just choose your perspective, or choose love while you're going through these things. There's an aversion where outer circumstances dictate how we feel or what we think. If we get paid, or, you know, something good happens to us, we're in a good mood, which is fine. Or then, like, if something bad happens to us, it puts us in a bad mood and stuff. And then so these outer circumstances dictate how we feel, or dictate our frequency. We become a puppet when we live like a puppet when we live like this. So the inversion is, it's always your inner frequency that dictates the circumstance, the outer situation. It's never the other way around. It's always from within. So even if you're going through like all these things and you're saying like, hey, choose love, choose these higher emotions and higher energy, and to hold this, by doing that, it will eventually manifest outwards and it will reflect outwards, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through.
Thank you for that, Drew. Yeah. Do you want to add something before we close out?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, something that you mentioned that's really important too is, you know, we went to see Book of Mormon on Broadway in New York, which was a very interesting experience from a conscious lens, because there was the kind of unconscious comedy at the surface level, but below that there was a narrative of consciousness kind of wrapped into the sarcasm of the play.
They said the word matrix.
They said, yeah. And part of that was the scene in the play where they talk about shutting their emotions off, right? Rather than feeling what's occurring, to just boop, choose a different reality, right?
But they're doing it in the negative.
But they're doing it in the negative in the sense of bypassing, right? Because when we talk about choosing love from a conscious perspective, it doesn't mean just saying, oh, I'm feeling this emotion, I'm just going to put that down, put it to the side and choose love instead, right? Fake it till we make it. It's actually feeling all of those emotions in their rawest form to the fullest extent that you possibly can. And then after allowing those emotions to move through you, then choosing love. Because when we choose to shut that stuff down and put it off to the side, it just expands and expands and builds with more intensity, and until we feel it and it comes out in an explosion or a catalyst, right? And that's what we're seeing in this world, is when people shove their stuff down and don't want to face it, it then has to manifest as an external experience of grief or addiction or whatever it may be to get our attention back to it, right? Because we've locked it in the closet of the 100 room mansion and said, I'm never going to look in there again. It's actually the process of healing is, and really living from a heart-centered, coherent place, is allowing those emotions to flow through you, opening up that box and saying, what's in here? Let me see that with love. And what you were saying about, you know, not fighting fire with fire, but rather fighting fire with water. This beautiful human over here attributed it to fighting fear with love, you know, and that's what depolarizes it. And love is always a stronger, that higher vibration emotion is always going to depolarize that negative emotion and bring us back into balance and back into coherence. But the important part is to make sure that we are giving both of them center stage and not just focusing on the love from a denial perspective, or just focusing on the fear from a really a fear-based perspective of like, oh my gosh, I have to deal with this survival mode. You know, it really takes both aspects.
It's becoming the conscious awareness, right? Conscious awareness behind both.
We're natural alchemizers. You alchemize it. You actually like dissolve it, transmute it, transcend it, alchemize it. You know, like all this stuff that, you know what I mean? Like that's within you that you find unpleasant, and not to bury it, like you said, but to release it and alchemize it and channel it into something else. Back to source, back to love. Because once it if it stays in there, it manifests as something greater, something more unpleasant, more suffering, and really turns into, if it's in your body, which it always is, it turns into a disease in the future, like some form of illness, aside from like just unpleasant manifestations, which a disease is.
I have one more question I want to ask you. What do you envision, and you can take this preferably all, but for you, for all of these amazing brands, which we will definitely have everything linked in the show notes, What do you envision the future looks like here, you know, for Cosmic Light Force and Starseed Fuel and for Drew, you know, as you're walking on your quantum mission and doing your light work down here? You know, we know, well, we could never know. We could speculate, and that'd be a 10-hour podcast. That's not this podcast, on what could come in the collective. You know, I don't know that that serves our energy best. So I'd love to hear where you envision it going on the positive end with the light and with all that you're creating and bringing into this world.
I have like a very different perspective, but a perspective that is shared by a whole lot of people. And I'm assuming with you guys too, is that I see this new earth coming in, aside from like all this bad and horrible weathers and tragedies, there's like thriving elements that's happening. There's magic happening. There's like people, there's more people awakening. There's more people unplugging. There's more people like, you know, withdrawing their money and not spending their money with like the old brands and the old companies. There's people that are becoming more sovereign and self-sustainable. They're starting their own gardens. I have friends that are putting their kids, young kids, into forest school. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, a lot of people don't even know what that is. You know, like,
I never heard of it.
Forest school is exactly what it sounds like. It's school.
Pretty self-explanatory.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's these things that is going on. And as far as myself, well, I sat down for like 5 years now just to really like just hunker down. I helped build a few homesteads all around like the West Coast. And because of Cosmic, I'm connected to a lot of people around the world now that are all in the same frequency, soul tribes, and, you know, doing the things what you guys are doing, moving around. I know a lot of people that are getting RVs. I might get one pretty soon myself. And just really like just move
get
around.
Get a warranty.
right. We'll be talking about that. I feel like my next phase is coming up. I don't know if that's going to be like traveling around just kind of like doing my thing around the world or wherever I'm being called to. So I'm kind of like just leaving that open. I have like several timelines that I see myself doing, and all of that is open basically. As far as like Starseed Fuel, I think I've had a lot of people that's offered to take it to the next level. You know, I could do like natural shows and trade shows and do all these, and as of right now, I don't know if that's going to be the path. You know, I'm not here, you know, I'm not trying to make it like, you know, just the next CVS or, you know, like making Power Immunity like the next Airborne or, you know, whatever, Tylenol. Everything has been word of mouth and it is growing, you know, slowly, but it is growing. If it reaches people through word of mouth and it's resonating, and it is doing that. So that goal is already accomplished. And if that goal can continue on, I'm more than happy with that. You know, I don't need like everybody to like just go get it. I don't need to make a ton of money with it. I'm not even doing that. I'm actually like almost like all the money that is coming in, aside from like floating the business, I've been giving out thousands of bottles, especially like this year. For people in school, for the kids, you know, this whole flu season thing and all this stuff that they're, you know, putting in the air and everything. So I'm just kind of like flowing. So yeah. That's
thank you for that. I can't wait to see where you go with it. And I relate so deeply to what you were saying. And I think a lot of people can right now. Like, it's a beautiful thing to close us out on. You know, the possibilities are endless, like having the multiple timelines, like we're, especially this last, I don't know if you've had this experience, but this last like 7-14 days with all these eclipses and all this energy, like God's source is
today.
Literally right now, we're recording this on the new moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's probably happening, one or two of the events are happening while we're talking, but
right now.
Yeah, the energy is so potent and everything's opening up and we're seeing timelines we'd never seen before and missions we'd never seen before. And so remaining open to that possibility and bringing it full circle with what you were saying, you know, Drew, about like, yes, there is great suffering right now. I can't even tap into it without getting emotional. Like, yes, there is a great purge. There, it needs to happen. You know, it's happening. There's war, there's famine, it's gonna get worse before it gets better. It has to. It just has to. And it all has to come out. We gotta purge it out. We gotta get the pus out. We gotta clean out the wound, and then we can move forward. However, in that, right, as that's happening, there's so much magic. There's so much beauty. There's so much power being brought back to the people. And you know, like, I was scrolling Instagram the other day. This is a perfect example. I don't do politics. I don't vote. However, I was scrolling and I saw a video by RFK, and he was talking about, you know, just all of the different straight up corruption and poison that is the American food system. And I'm like, this is like the right hand of a running, you know, presidential candidate, like talking about things that no one has ever talked about. Like, it's
these platforms now.
Yeah. I want to curse so bad. Like, it's so freaking awesome to like see that and see, you know, just what we're seeing, you know, the fluoride, like on CNN and CBS and Fox News, they're talking about how fluoride's bad. And I'm like, I don't care. And then you get the people that are like, oh, it's a sign, but I don't care. It's on the news. Like, this is good. This is getting out there. And my point is, you know, there's so much beauty to see. And the veil, you know, the last thing I want to give to our listeners here, like, the veil is so thin right now. Whatever that means in your perspective, take it down whichever way you need to feel good about it. Like, it's so thin right now. Like, the universe is being reborn. We are ascending. We are being born into fourth density, heart-based consciousness. We are becoming beings of the light. If you imagine a spectrum, you know, one end to one end, I don't want to number them because it doesn't matter, but this end is matter and this end is spirit. We've been living over here and we're moving this way, and, you know, telepathy and all these like gifts and just like the potential. It is quite literally infinite and endless, because we are infinite and endless quantum beings of, you know, anything we can create, anything we can imagine, anything we can dream, we can birth. And so you find yourself, you know, as you're navigating all this, hold on to that, hold on to the love, hold on to the light, hold on to consciousness, lean on your community, lean on your resources, treat your body like the temple that it is, all of these things. But most importantly, know, like, anything is possible, right? And we get to create that right now. We are, those of us that are awake, we are charging the way of building the new earth. And that is really, really cool. And I would love so much to see, you know, more people focusing their energy on that and not on, you know, all the other stuff. Not that it's not important to be aware, but like, let's really come together. Let's come together in love. Let's come together as a family of light. And let's push that forward. Let's push that timeline forward, because I'm really excited. I'm getting images of it all the time, you know, of us like levitating and telepathically talking and like all these things when we've become of the light and we become a more spiritual race. And we've always been team humanity. And so wherever you are, you know, whatever you're listening to, like, hold on to that, because it's powerful, it's real. Love wins. It already has won. You know, this is just, it needs to play out, but the end of the movie, it's already done. So Drew, thank you so much for being here. We're honored to talk to you and to know you now. And, you know, cosmic light force, starseed fuel. We didn't get into higher self made much, but that's your, you know, CBD line and all those different products. So we'll plug all that in the show notes, and just sending you so much love as you continue on your journey. And thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for sharing your light with us. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. We're just so grateful.
No, thank you. This has been a really beautiful but insightful exchange. You know, like, it was very, there's a lot of gems in here, and what you guys are doing is great, because there's not a whole lot of feminine and masculine like relationship podcasters, and just bringing it from a dualistic side, you know, perspective from both sides to this. So that's great, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I love what you guys are doing, and you know, we're just gonna keep rolling and flowing.
I appreciate that reflection, brother. Thank you so much. Yeah. For those of you listening, don't play it small. Keep your minds open, because I can tell you, over the last couple of days, it's taken a lot of conscious presence to really slow myself down, not run on the rat race myself. And in slowing down and really focusing on my connection with the divine, so much information has flown in. There's so much energy being transmitted to us right now. And we have the power to birth it into this reality. And so, regardless of who you think you are right now, what you think your purpose is right now, take some time to just really sit in, drop in with yourself, and listen, because I can almost guarantee you that you're meant for way more than what you think you are. And you have the capacity to step into that role and really make a difference in this world.
There's no greater time to be alive, am I right? Like, this is such a gift, and we get to write it. We get to choose our story. So choose wisely, friends. Choose love, choose the light. And Drew, thank you so much again. You know, keep pushing on, keep fighting the good fight.